Hello, this is Matt from the Park Snacker Pod doing my first daily check-in. I have made it safe and sound over to the Walt Disney World Resort. My family and I, we got really lucky today. The rain held out. We didn't have any delays whatsoever. We got in. It was easy. So, you know, before I get started, you know, with these daily check-ins, what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to give like a rundown of what happened throughout the day. I'm not going to get too detailed. And then when it comes to the trip report next week, that's going to be a more thorough, in-depth discussion of like, you know, my thoughts on the trip. But these are going to be like my raw reactions of what happened throughout the day. Because a lot of the stuff I say today, you know, probably wouldn't have even made it into the final trip report. So that's gonna be how this works. So, you know, let's get started because I don't want to take too long. These are only going to be like 10, 15 minute episodes. First I am, you know, I'm recording from a empty kind of like lounge type area over at the Boulder Ridge Villas. It's in the main atrium lobby area. There's no one around. I'm in a really big rocking chair looking at a fire. I'll have to take a photo and post it on my Instagram story, so if you're listening the same day, you know, you check it out. But man, it's beautiful. I have not been in the Boulder Ridge Villas since 2013. That was our last trip, so it's good to be back. So that's where I'm recording today. There's no one around. Today it was great. You know, my wife and my daughter Cora, we flew out today. It's the first time traveling with a toddler. And, you know, she's always been so good and thankfully very easy. And she did great today on her first flight. She did really good, you know, had a bit trouble sleeping here and there. But, you know, she did very, very well. And then my mom was flying in from Colorado. And she was meeting us over at the MCO airport. Now, both of our flights got in within 30 minutes of each other. I just had to take a quick break real quick. Our flights got in about like 30 minutes of each other. We, you know, planned it, you know, well enough where we couldn't believe that we got in that close with each other. You know, my flight got pushed back an hour earlier than what we originally planned on. So my mom landed at MCO at 3:15. We landed at 3:40. My mom met us at the gate, and it was easy peasy. You know, we picked up our rental car. I've never done that before, like I said, and that was super easy and seamless. I think we finally got to the Wilderness Lodge by 5:30. Dropped off our bags at the room. We have a one-bedroom villa that we're staying at, which they are really nice. I was surprised. I couldn't remember what our room was like back in 2013, but I really love the look of our room. The room is great. And, you know, we have a phenomenal view. We have a view looking over the pool and over at the lake and the lodge. So it's like a trifecta of, you know, what we're seeing, and it's gorgeous. It's a really great view. Unfortunately, we're only here for one night, but that's okay. After that, we went down and had some dinner at Geyser Point. My favorite burger on property is the Bison Burger. Still a fantastic burger. It's, you know, I asked for a medium rare. It definitely was a bit more overcooked than I would have liked, but, you know, otherwise it's still fantastic. And then I was also really surprised because the Disney Foodie Guide for Resorts came out for Halloween at like a couple days ago, and it said that a lot of the treats were going to be available starting October 1st, and Geyser Point was going to have a Halloween margarita flight starting on the 1st, but they had it on their menu already today, and I was like, oh, holy moly. So, I tried, you know, I got the margarita flight, and all of them were so good. There was this Black Magic one, which was fantastic. Very, very good. All of them were good. You know, there was actually a pumpkin patch one with like pumpkin spice, and I thought that would be my favorite, but that's actually my least favorite. It's still very good, but not my favorite of them all. But yeah, I'll be honest though, I think I mixed too many liquors and juices or something like that, because it did not sit well in my stomach. And you know, kind of similar how I've talked about how, like, with the Bespin Fizz, I had gotten, you know, kind of sick from that. It was the same kind of sickness where, like, I'm salivating and my stomach is hurting, and you know, you kind of think you're gonna possibly throw up. Sorry, but I'm talking about this. So I assume it's from that. You know, it's just there's so many different things mixing around in my stomach from the three. I think it's probably better if you're sharing with someone. I am drinking it. I drink it all by myself. So, you know, that was maybe the issue. But either way, I was happy it was there. They were all very good. And, you know, if you're going to Geyser Point within the next month, definitely check it out. I don't know if you can hear this, the background music right now, but I just love the music at Wilderness Lodge. This is my favorite resort. I was actually pretty happy because I bought a Wilderness Lodge hat, definitely an old hat from years and years ago, on eBay, and I've been wearing it around. I've gotten so many compliments from the cast members. The cast members are like, "Oh, that's a great hat. Is that new?" I'm like, "No, I got it, you know, on eBay and stuff." Like, "Oh, that's amazing." So the cast members are digging it. They're really enjoying when I'm talking to them. So, and then Geyser Point, you know, after that, we just walked around for a little bit, but then we brought, you know, my daughter. It was already like close to 8, and she usually goes to bed at 7 every night. So we wanted to make sure we got her into bed and just kind of, you know, let her, you know, wind down. So we put her to bed and we kind of hung out. And then my mom and I, we got up and we walked down to the Mercantile to go check out some merch. And I'm a little disappointed with the selection of what they have for the Wilderness Lodge. There are a couple cool t-shirts that I definitely want to grab. So we'll probably do that tomorrow. And then we went to Roaring Fork because they have the Roarin' S'more, which is like 3 layers. It's a chocolate mousse on top with caramel marshmallow and then a graham cracker cake at the bottom. It was very good. The marshmallow, I'm not really a marshmallow fan, but I think the caramel mixed with the marshmallow, it actually worked really well. So, but the chocolate mousse was great. And the graham cracker cake was, it was pretty good. It's very hard to cut, and especially because of the marshmallow, it's hard to cut and eat, but it was still really good. So my mom and I, we split that one. So thankfully it's huge. It's really big. So I'm glad my mom was there to split with me. And then, yeah, I even got like a little carton of milk too to drink with it. So I had that. And then after that, my mom and I just kind of walked around the resort, and then, we walked to the cabins. So at the Wilderness Lodge, you know, I don't know if anyone's going to be staying at the cabins here anytime soon, but we walked to both sides because there's 2 sides. One, there's the Copper Creek cabins, but there's one, I guess kind of going towards Magic Kingdom. And then there's another set of cabins over by Boulder Ridge. And I think the cabins by Boulder Ridge are much better because where the cabins on the opposite side are, that's where like the starting numbers are. So like it's like 8001 and then so on. Those cabins kind of, the back faces against the kind of like loading dock area, I guess, of the Wilderness Lodge. Like you could kind of see it and hear things, and it just wasn't like a very good area to be in. Like if I was spending all this money, I would much rather prefer the Boulder side, Boulder Ridge side. That side was like much nicer, quieter, you know, definitely a bit more immersive. But yeah, I would totally pick that side. So that's like 8012. I can't remember the numbers and you know, kind of up from there. So long story short, if you're ever going to go to the cabins, if you can, try to stay over on the Boulder Ridge side. They're definitely much, you know, much nicer. So yeah, then we walked around, and then, you know, we were going to call it a night. We went up to the bedroom. You know, as we were walking up to the bedroom, we heard the electrical, the electrical night music pageant. I can't remember the full name of it. On the water, what is it called? I can't remember. The electrical water pageant. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about. So we heard it, but you know, we were like, oh, should we go to like the lake to watch it? Should we go up to the room? And you know, unfortunately, I made the decision, yeah, let's go up to the room and watch it. Then we got up there, we saw it from our balcony. My mom was like, oh, we should have gone to the, you know, should have gone to the river or to the lake. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go back down. We'll go back down. We walked down. And as soon as, you know, we're walking through Geyser Point, as soon as we get there, it just kind of ends. It just turns off. And we're like, oh, so we just missed it. But, you know, we'll be at the Grand Floridian for the next next week. So we'll have to try to check it out then. So, but, you know, that's our day. You know, I'm just so thankful that the rain held out. It got us to Disney on time. You know, I was really worried because I heard that, you know, in Walt Disney World, it got like people like in Epcot got drenched and stuff. So I'm just glad that our flight landed on time. You know, it landed in the rain, but you know, we had no issues. We did have to do a big circle around a storm, so I think that's, you know, how we avoided it. But you know, it worked out great. We're here. So, you know, I wish we had an entire week at World in a Slodge, but I'm glad that, you know, we have the one night, and I can't wait to come back here again. So that's gonna end it for this first daily check-in. We got a lot of fun stuff tomorrow, and I can't wait to share that with you. So, all right, everyone, well, have a good night. We'll see you later.